You know, we talked about comics a lot last time. We've talked about the anime and everything like that. Let's talk about not even cartoons, but just TV shows that you watched growing up.
Like The Equalizer. I didn't watch it growing up. This is the irony of The Equalizer.
Okay, what about ones that you did watch while you were growing up? Like, did you, for instance, did you watch things like MacGyver and Knight Rider when you were younger?
Here's my bumpkin thing is we were... growing up in Fieldbrook, California, in the woods, we got like 2.5 channels on the old rabbit
half a channel, so the old classic
like
half a channel.
PBS occasionally, Fuzzy Channel 6, which would be CBS, and then like NBC. I guess the first TV show I ever watched, according to my parents, because it was the only time they could ever relax on Sunday evenings, was the Lawrence Welk Show. I guess I really got a kick out of the bubble machine. Sure. And every now and again, that's still on Sundays.
Yeah,
and I'll
my
watch
grandparents,
it.
I, like I grew up watching that as well.
A very twisted kind of nostalgia about it, because it's not very interesting, but it's kind of...
It's a bunch of 45-year-old people dancing with each other and singing with 70s hair.
It's like weird. Yeah. But so I watched like Sesame Street and all that kind of stuff. Thundercats. But back when cartoons were on weekdays on like NBC.
Right.
Thundercats was on like 3:30 on NBC before it was all about like
I couldn't wait till 3:30, 4:00 I couldn't wait till those times. I watched all that stuff.
Then we finally got cable and I started sort of seeing some of these things, but I felt like they were all I'd missed the boat on a lot. Like I felt like I'd missed the boat on MacGyver and everything else, cuz it was like
go back and watch MacGyver.
Have been like 90 something. And
it's the most meaningless show ever made, and it's really fun. It's really fun.
And then even once we got cable, we didn't start getting channels till like slowly but surely. Like then we eventually got Sci-Fi Channel, and that's my like I've been listening to a lot of podcasts talk about anime, and almost everybody's in the same boat as me. I guess I'm like a second gen or something fan of anime, because basically I came up on like Voltron and and Thundercats and stuff, thinking this is kind of cool, this is kind of interesting. I knew there was stuff like Robotech and Gundam, but I'd never seen it,
right?
And I always wanted to see it because it just looked like to me it was a perfect thing. It was like fighting robot spaceship stuff.
I had seen Robotech actually at a really young age, and I was completely turned off because the first episode I ever watched was two teens bitching and whining and moaning about whether or not they loved each other, and I was like, "What is? Why am I watching a soap opera? It's a cartoon." So I turned it to like DuckTales, and I was like, "Oh, DuckTales, sweet."
Oh yeah, and Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, right, I like that.
Well, I watched all that.
Tailspin, all the spinoffs.
I like Tailspin. I like Darkwing Duck, and I like DuckTales. They were all good. But yeah, on the Sci-Fi Channel, I would watch like the animation stuff, and I remember like Robot Carnival. There was just something about it that seemed more cool than most stuff for some reason. Maybe it was the the drawings. It was the kinds of stories they were telling. They were a little more dark and twisted, and not like in a Jason because horror movie kind of way. But
yeah.
Like this is like Vampire Hunter D. I'm like, this is like a creepy horror movie, but it's like kind of like a Western too.
Right.
And there's some really bizarre shit going on here, and I was just starting to get into comics at that point too, but. I always wanted to watch Miami Vice when I was a kid, mainly because I liked the theme song. And
I didn't watch that one because, well, first of all, I was way too young when it was first running.
Too.
And
I
also, my parents, informed me that they did watch it from time to time. And it was, and looking back on what the episodes were about, that was a very dark show. It was actually a very adult content show, especially for the early 80s and being on primetime TV and everything.
It was a good show, though. Like, I've seen episodes on TV Land.
Michael Mann, I mean, he knows how to craft a story, you know.
And so, I mean, I'm like, that's a good show. Calms out.
You know, it's interesting, though, is that I think this is a phenomenon that affects all entertainment and actually anything in life, is that the farther past you are something, you the more nostalgic you – and actually, they mentioned this in – it was one of the themes
nostalgic.
In Watchmen was that when the Silk Spectre was talking to her mother about being raped, and she was still speaking with reverence about some of the people that had to do with that, and she said something about, you know, the older I get and the farther away those become, the more nostalgic I become for them, and the more they're just shiny golden moments to me, even when bad things were happening.
Exactly,
so,
that's true, because your memory will remember the good things.
Yeah,
like,
because
I'm totally that way.
I've heard people argue about Seinfeld and Cheers, and all the Seinfeld people will say is, listen, you're remembering Cheers is funnier than it was and better than it was because it's older, you know? But it's not so old that you couldn't say, like, you know, it's still the same
But the thing is, they're all syndication.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't.
We've got that. We've got that nostalgia. But like I was just talking about seeing Miami Vice episodes on TV Land. You can watch them, and you can be critical of some things. But there's like there was like a shot of Edward James almost. I think Edward James almost is just cool. He usually plays like the same kind of like gruff, doesn't say a lot character. But there's a shot of him like talking about like how they're gonna do this sting, and it's just like a slow dolly in, and I'm like, they hardly ever do shit like that on TV now. It's all I don't like most modern regular TV now. I don't
care
about
CSI Miami
and stuff. I just don't give a shit. It's all hyper stylized, a million cuts, all MTV. I'm like, this looks more filmic. This looks like from a movie, and they did a lot more stuff like that. No, but with Cheers, I think it was the perfect formula. It was a bar, and it was a multiple types of characters.
You know what?
Psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You had
And you know what's interesting about Cheers, though, is that even the fact that it's set in a bar puts this kind of on the characters automatically. But they're all people who have they're all problematic people with a lot of faults, and there's moments that are sadder in the thing. And one thing you can say about that you can't say about Seinfeld is that it has realistic moments and realistic characters. And Seinfeld is like four cartoon characters basically who are living this world where each of them is so flawed. That's where the comedy comes from, that every single daily sort of interaction they have. And with Cheers, these are real people who are discussing things in the same place every day. That's sort of like sitcom format.
I like the setting for Cheers. I like the
fact that
it's like a bar underground.
Yeah,
it's
one of those
cozy or something.
Places on the
it.
East Coast, I think, have a lot of those basement stores and bars and things you go into because, you know, there's not... It's like the Tokyo thing where you have to build up or down. You can't build sideways.
Or this is like an old-timey thing.
Yeah. It might be that, too. Yeah, I don't know how many old-timey basement bars there were in, England, since that's where bars started.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I think speakeasies were just secret, though. I don't know if they were. Were they, like, underground? Did people go into bunkers for
speakeasies? Well, there was a restaurant above Cheers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And
yeah.
There was all that kind of crap. But anyway,
you could walk upstairs.
I think that was a pretty good show.
I liked watching Knight Rider and MacGyver a lot.
Okay, Knight Rider I did watch.
And I have,
and A-Team, that's right.
Yeah, A-Team, I have a lot of nostalgia about those, but I still, I sometimes when I wake up, like if I wake up like around 11 or something like that, I don't know if they do it. For a while, every day when I woke up, I was if it was like 11 o'clock, I would turn on, it was either, I think it was TV Land.
Probably TV
and
Land.
And they would have MacGyver on the same time every day, and then they stopped doing it, and I was so depressed until I found a Celebrity Poker Showdown on Bravo.
Nice.
And which is hilarious, by the way.
There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, and so, you know, even watching the old stuff, it's still like, I just love it, because he's this guy, MacGyver, even though he's this guy who's, is completely black and white, and that's boring in this day and age.
Uh-huh.
He's only good. He's only good ever. He only does what's right ever.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there's no one ever in the history of the world who's been like that. And then also he can, you know, make anything out of everything, which is the old, you know, the old stupid joke now that, you know, it's in movies and stuff. Oh, just, you know, I need a straw and a paperclip and I'll make a nuclear warhead. And he, but he actually would do things that were scientifically based, like, and in the older episodes, they would have a voiceover.
Yeah,
he's
the voiceover.
Like, this gas is radon, you know, like, you mix it with this, and like, that's what
people don't know. You can use egg whites to plug in, plug a radiator for a while.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say, is that I love the theme songs of those, and they don't make sweet, you know, theme songs anymore.
They really don't.
Yeah, and like that, Knight Rider, the A-Team, they all have really memorable...
A-Team had two theme songs. After Robert Vaughn they were legit. I liked that. It was more hard rocking. It was a little more hard rocking than I liked it.
The A-Team is one of those things that's almost too ridiculous for me to watch now because I can't stand when people are in huge gun battles and no one gets shot.
Yeah, the A-Team is
two people got shot in that series.
Consequence-free Uzi fight.
Actually, I was reading about it once and they had two big, huge like memorial things about two characters who actually got shot in the series, one of which was bad, and they still only implied that either of them died. They didn't actually say that either of them died. Like, that's how afraid they were to show
death.
But you can't have a show about like mercenaries who were like, you know, who are like war vets. Uh-huh. I just love that premise. It's ridiculous. like war vet mercenaries.
They're on the run.
On the run. They can't be found. You know, if you need them, call the A-Team.
They're underground in L.A. And then basically
cars flip over. People shoot, you know, fully automatic machine guns at each other. And everyone's all right.
And yeah. And old Hannibal's got the cigar still in his mouth.
Oh, that's great.
And I don't know. I eventually, like, same with, like, the old Dukes of Hazzard and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like they're shooting in the same, like.
Yeah, totally.
Like 40 miles outside of L.A. And I got sort of sick of the whole locales looking the same.
Yeah,
like,
they
Incredible
always
Hulk
do.
And stuff. Like, I didn't see the Incredible Hulk show much when I was a kid. But I remember they would always have, like, an Incredible Hulk TV movie on like every 6 months.
I can't even watch
air
it now.
Too late.
I can't even watch that show now because I'm so obsessively afraid of cancer that I can't even watch anything with Bill Bixby in it. Okay, so I've got an idea here. I want to do this just off my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to read off the American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Movies. This is the 10th anniversary.
You're just
going to
embarrass me.
I'm going to read this off, and we'll see.
How cinematically illiterate
I am.
Yeah,
I'm going to do them quickly, so just say yes or no.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go from, and they've actually added a bunch of new entries here. This is one that just came out, I think, because this is the 10th anniversary. Okay.
I'll throw a big apology up at the end.
All right, so here is, the 10th anniversary list. Started at 100 and we'll go up. Ben-Hur.
Yes.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
No.
Blade Runner.
Yes.
Do the Right Thing.
Yes.
Last Picture Show.
I've not seen that.
Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
French Connection.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay.
I think I saw it maybe years ago. Okay. My parents watched a lot of movies instead of TV in the 80s, and so I've probably seen a lot of these movies but don't remember them. Like, I vaguely remember something French Connection.
And by the way, this is they have a note here on Wikipedia where they're talking about where the – they have several new entries, and some of them have fallen. French Connection fell 23 spots in 10 years.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Just so you know. Okay. Goodfellas.
Yes.
Sophie's Choice.
No.
Swing Time, old Fred Astaire movie.
No.
The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Bringing Up Baby.
No.
12 Angry Men, the original. 1957.
No, but I've like seen bits of that.
Right.
Or maybe I did sit through it one time.
There's a couple different versions. Those were made for TV.
No, I saw the one that Sidney Lumet did with Henry Fonda.
Right, okay.
I've seen most of it, I think.
Platoon.
Yes.
Night at the Opera.
No.
Marx Brothers. Easy Rider.
Yes.
Titanic.
Yes.
Sunrise, 1927. No idea what it is. Spartacus.
Yes.
The Apartment.
No.
The Wild Bunch.
No.
Oh.
I know, I missed that.
Oh, man. Modern Times.
I've seen bits of that.
Okay. All the President's Men.
Yes. That movie, God, fucking rotary phones. That movie's nothing but sitting there waiting for people to dial phone numbers. I was like, oh.
Man.
I read the book, too. It was
great movie.
Economics
great
class.
Book, yeah. Forrest Gump.
Yes.
In the Heat of the Night.
No.
Okay. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No.
Fantastic. You have to
I
see
know,
that.
I know.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
I think that's a little overrated. Saving Private Ryan.
I do, too. Saving Private Ryan, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
Tootsie.
Where is Clockwork Orange on that?
It fell 24 spots, actually, since the in 10 years.
That's
crazy. It's at spot 70 now.
I mean,
where
like
French
it.
Connection
I,
used to be.
I own Clockwork Orange, but I don't know why people are giving
nostalgia.
It. Maybe just the whole...
You don't like it?
Kubrick. I like it, but it's... And I've read the book.
Yeah.
See, I've read some books. But... like five.
You read the books of very popular movies.
Yeah. The novelization.
Well, you should read the novelization. I wonder if they have a novelization of films that already have novels to them.
That'd be pretty
interesting.
Ridiculous.
Let's keep moving here. Unforgiven.
No, but I know I'm pretty poor on westerns. I haven't
Dude,
seen
you know,
Shane.
That's the thing. I will watch a lot of really crappy westerns, and you find the diamonds in the rough, and they are fantastic films.
Yeah.
Fantastic movies. Unforgiven
no,
is
I
no
I need
exception.
To like watch like Rio Bravo and
Shane.
And
seen The Magnificent Seven? I don't know. Maybe
no,
that's on here. Maybe
that.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I haven't seen that.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. No, you haven't seen
no,
that.
No, I didn't write a paper about that.
The African Queen.
No, I'm not. I've seen
that's
bits
good.
About that. I mean, I know about most
Network.
Of these movies. Yeah, I've seen Network.
Cabaret?
No.
Why is that on there? It's new. Wow. Let's see what the highest riser was before I keep going. Okay. Out of nowhere, their 18th ranked that has never been on the list before, The General, the 1927...
27?
Yeah, I think that was that Buster Keaton?
Yeah, it was.
27. That's they moved
that
all the way up to 18th. I guess they forgot it the first time.
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
From 18th, from not on the list before. Okay, back to where I was.
Yes.
American Graffiti.
Uh-huh. I wrote a paper about that, too.
Sullivan's Travels, 1941. Sullivan's
Travels? Yeah. God, that weird. That sounds familiar.
Well, are you thinking of Gulliver's Travels?
No, I read that book. Okay, ha-ha-ha-ha. And the book is more about more than just the location thing. It's actually three aspects. That's where the term Yahoo comes from. And it's pronounced Yahoo, not Yahoo.
All right.
It's not Yahoo.
Sullivan's Travels, Veronica Lake, Preston Sturges film. Looks like it was a...
Was it a noir?
It's a satire about a movie director played by Joel McRae, who longs to make a socially relevant drama, but eventually learns that comedies are a more valuable contribution to society.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting movie.
Duck Soup.
I've seen bits of that.
Nashville. Altman again.
No.
Gold Rush.
No.
That's a good one. Rocky.
Seen the first Rocky,
Jaws.
Yes.
North by Northwest.
Yes, I own that.
MASH. No, you haven't.
I have not.
Deer Hunter.
Yeah, I've seen Deer Hunter.
Taxi Driver.
Yes.
What do you think is more depressing, the Deer Hunter or Taxi Driver?
I think Taxi Driver is better than Deer Hunter.
It's better. It's more depressing.
Deer Hunter is more depressing.
Okay, thank you.
Because it's just longer, it's more drawn out, and it's like just... It's like the misery really doesn't come from psychosis. It just comes from kind of like a lull or drawl or like working in a shitty town and then going to war and then the craziness of the whole, gunfight.
Cary Lowell, by the way, in the background is shooting at Wayne Newton right now. I always enjoy watching that.
Oh, I always like the fact that Wayne Newton's in this movie.
Okay, West Side Story.
Yes, I like that movie.
Yeah,
I like a couple musicals. It's weird.
Not too gay. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, did you tell me that they broke down every single one of those and put them in that?
They only put the first one in.
That's kind of weird. The second one's my favorite.
Yeah,
but I've seen
I agree with you, actually. Intolerance, 1916. That was D.W. Griffith, I think.
Oh, I've not seen that, no.
Four
Have you
hours
seen
or
it?
Something like that. Yeah, I actually saw it in a film class. It was really gay.
Oh, my.
I've got to stop calling everything gay. Rear Window.
No, no, wait. It's okay to do that now because here's what people have come up with to solve that problem.
Okay, tell
me. It's like G-A-Y-E. You just say that. You say gay with an E and you're okay. No, you
oh,
are.
Oh, man. That's
you
a...
do. You just, and then you're okay.
Okay.
Because if it's all about bullshit terminology either
you're
side,
right.
any political spectrum, then you just reinvent the wheel yourself, and then you've solved the problem.
The thing
right?
is this. I'm not intolerant toward gays at all. I just, I think I grew up in an era where you say gay when something is stupid, and I'm used to saying that.
How about this? You don't even need the E version of gay, because the actual meaning of gay is joyful
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, sure.
And if you just want, it's like calling something cheesy.
Yeah. So this is an ironic way to say something is terrible now, is to say it's gay. Okay.
And
thank
that has
you
nothing
for,
to do with being homosexual.
Thank you for helping me, or homophobic.
Yeah.
Okay. Rear Window.
I've seen portions
of
that.
Oh, come
on. The thing is, like,
that
is
the
film
best.
Classes, like, you read about them, and you analyze them, and you watch scenes of them, and then it's
I
I'm never going to bother
you know,
watching them.
I was in one of my last film classes. I was in, like, one of the art of film classes at HSU. There was a guy who finally one day was, like, the teacher started showing, she showed something. It was like, she's like, this is the end of something. And this guy was like, come on. He's like, why are you showing us the endings all stuff? She's like, listen, this is all like stuff on the 100. Like, this is all, these are all films you should have seen already if you're going to take a film class.
Yeah.
That was her rationalization. She's like, don't get at me at that. Okay, anyway, Streetcar Named Desire.
No, but I know the whole Stella thing. See, the thing is, like, I think so much of it's so inundated
you seen the play?
In pop culture that I've... No, I haven't seen the play.
It's pretty good. Pretty good, actually. I don't like plays. Happen One Night.
God, no, I recognize that, but
Shane.
I don't know.
No, you haven't.
No,
you already
I have
said.
I've not seen Shane.
Philadelphia Story.
No, I've not
the
seen
Philadelphia that. Experiment. No, I'm just kidding. That's,
that's like a...
Project X.
Yeah.
War Games. Midnight Cowboy.
No.
Okay. Bonnie and Clyde.
No, I've seen the shot of the ending, though.
Yeah,
I know that it's kind of...
Right. King Kong. Well, you know what happened to Bonnie and Clyde anyway. You should, you know, if you follow real life. King Kong. 1933.
Yeah, I've seen the original King Kong. And I think I saw the sci-fi, the one that, with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, that's...
I haven't seen the new one.
What's funny
no
is that the original
it.
Has better effects than that one from the 70s.
It does, kind of, yeah.
The Sound of Music.
Uh-huh.
Good. Dr. Strangelove.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure of Sierra Madre.
I started watching that one day on TCM, and it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And on a Saturday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to sit and you're going to start watching something. Then you're going to be like, I want to go make dinner.
Yeah, right. the best years of our lives, 1946.
No.
Bridge on the River Kwai, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I started watching that one, too, one time on a Saturday.
Annie Hall.
I've seen that. I like that movie.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I've seen that years ago.
Big Riser, 15 spots up.
Weird.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I read the book for that one, too.
Nice. The Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Maltese Falcon.
Seen that.
Good.
I don't think. Wait, how high is that? I didn't think that was that 31. Great of a
That's
noir.
A great movie. Are you kidding? That's fantastic.
I don't know what it, I just,
it's the most twisted Raymond Chandler piece of junk ever.
It just didn't.
No. You know what's better than that though is what's the other one? Big Sleep. Big Sleep is great. You've seen
I think
that one,
I've
right?
seen
yeah,
that one. I took a noir class.
I hope
where
that's
I saw
in here because that's
noir
that's
movies.
Great. Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. I
Double
that
Indemnity.
One.
Another great noir.
Yeah, I've seen
yeah.
that.
All About Eve.
No.
That's actually really funny. I just remembered having seen that now. High Noon.
I've seen that one.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
No, I've not seen
to
that.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, but I read the book.
Tequila Sunrise. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
I've seen that, yeah.
The Grapes of Wrath.
No, but I read the book.
Okay.
Ha ha.
Yeah, you've
I've
done
proven
a
that I've read
here.
A
yeah.
couple of books in my
Some
mind.
Like It Hot.
No.
I think very overrated. Very overrated, in my opinion.
That's the one about the...
It's the one, yeah, it's the one about the cross-dressers, basically. Yeah. It's Jack Lemmon
and
Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis, yeah.
Doing a Cary Grant impression throughout the whole movie, pretty much.
Craziness.
Chinatown.
Yep.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
On the Waterfront.
No, but I saw it. Bits of it.
Yeah. On The General, we discussed that. No, you haven't. I haven't. I did, yeah. The Graduate.
Yes, I've seen The Graduate.
Sunset Boulevard.
No.
I that is great. I think I mentioned that to you. That's,
yeah, I own it. I should just watch
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
I have to... I'm... Not only am I very... strange with my girlfriend / movies that I occasionally put some time yeah. into, but then I'm in the mood for one sometime, and I'm not gonna do one unless I'm yeah. in the mood for it. You know?
No, you know, I forced myself to watch Sunset Boulevard because it didn't sound like it's not like a shoot 'em up noir. It's not like a detective
no,
noir,
not.
But it is a brilliant.
You know what
movie.
Else is not a shoot 'em up detective noir that I've seen that hopefully will be on the list, and if it isn't, then I'll bitch about it and we'll wait till it's finished. That I own and I got it at Borders for like $8. Well, we'll see if it's on there.
Tell me.
Sweet Smell of Success. It's got Tony Curtis.
No,
it's a good movie. Yeah. It's a noir about – it's very like ahead of its time because it's about a guy that's a columnist in a newspaper in New York, and he can basically like make or break like famous people,
yeah.
you know, be the like politicians or whatever just through his own opinions. And this other guy is kind of like his underling that's sort of trying to like – he's like courting that guy's sister or something. And it's actually it's a really kind of twisted, complex movie. It's got Burt Lancaster mm-hmm. and Tony Curtis. Yeah, you'd like it. I should let you borrow.
Yeah,
it.
I'd love to see it. Actually,
it's like I remember watching it and thinking, this is something I'd want to put into like the drama of my crazy neo noir with
yeah.
gunfights. It would have this kind of stuff going on too, because this is good. This is meaty material.
Yeah, yeah. I like that stuff. It's always
not
good.
On the list.
Not on the list.
That's a big. Someone missed it.
Okay,
because it's
15,
irrelevant.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
You know what? I am not seeing something here that they have. Did I mention Star Wars yet?
No.
Oh, okay, they moved it up. Never mind.
Yeah,
I thought they
probably
it.
Too high. I don't know why.
Wait, you say you haven't seen 2001?
Yeah, I have
okay,
seen it. I
right.
own it. I love
Psycho.
That movie.
Psycho.
Psycho I've seen.
Star Wars.
Yes.
The Searchers.
Yes.
City Lights.
Is that another...
That is a Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie
one.
Chaplin? No, I haven't.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Vertigo.
God, I've seen
that moved up 52 spots.
Where?
Yeah.
That's the one with where he gets the woman to replace the other blonde.
Yes. Yeah.
I've seen bits of that.
Schindler's List.
No, I haven't seen Schindler's
really?
List.
Really?
I just haven't seen it.
What kind of Jew are you? You haven't seen Schindler's List? I'm just kidding. I know you're not Jewish. You really haven't seen.
I am
it.
German, so maybe. That's
yeah, why. Maybe that's why you haven't
oh,
seen
my.
It. Lawrence of Arabia.
I liked Lawrence of Arabia.
Gone with the Wind.
I've seen Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
My mom loved that.
Singing in the Rain.
I've seen that.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. I'm glad that you've seen musicals here because Raging Bull.
Yeah, I don't get why it's so high.
They moved that
I
up to
honestly,
number four.
I mean, maybe you'll argue with me about this. I think that's the other thing our podcast.
Here's
can
the thing.
Have.
Here's
a
something.
Lot of them have two people that pretty much just agree, and I think we can occasionally disagree and actually debate some stuff.
I have never
good.
Watched Raging Bull. I have rented it 15 times. I have.
Have you started
I've TiVo'd it? No, I've TiVo'd it. Countless times, and I end up erasing it or taking it back before I watch it every single time.
It's really just kind of like...
Same thing with Mean Streets.
Well, I've never seen
I
mean
own
Streets.
Mean Streets. I've never watched it.
I've never seen it.
I have it on tape. That's why.
I think it's the obligatory boxing movie for a director. Like Kubrick
yeah.
did one called... I want to say it was called Killer's Kiss.
Right.
And it was actually really cool because it's like it has this fight in the mannequin warehouse or something.
We're almost done. Okay, ready? Casablanca.
I haven't seen that one. That's number one, right?
That's three. They
actually,
yeah, they
saw,
moved
that
down.
I saw the beginning of
that
on a crappy VHS at jury duty one time, and I'm like, I don't want to ruin this movie.
Yeah. They actually moved Godfather up to two.
The Godfather first one. Is two. Yeah. They have one and two. That's kind of stupid.
And Citizen Kane, number one.
Of course, it's two.
I think it's interesting. In the background, we have License to Kill playing.
Yes.
And Timothy Dalton is darker skinned because of the immense amount of tanning that actors go through than Talisa Soto, who is actually a swarthy woman of some European descent who has dark hair and brown skin, like Greek or something like that almost, except for I know she's not. And I think it's interesting that the white actor, especially in the 80s, was so deeply tanned, and it was real tanning back then.
Uh-huh.
That they're significantly darker than like black actresses and stuff that they were like kissing. And look at her; she's not a white person, you know.
No.
And Timothy Dalton is a British guy, and he's like the same thing with James Bond, you know. He's Sean Connery, James Bond, obviously.
Yeah.
He was very tan, very tan. He's Scottish, you know.
And then we're looking at old Carrie.
Carrie, what's her name?
I think she's married to Richard Gere now.
Is she really?
She was on Law and Order for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's married to Richard Gere.
Or she's dating him or something.
I wonder if they put things up their butts. Gerbils. Yeah, what was it?